News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now we're joined by two of the Fianna Fáil TDs. One Fianna Fáil TD, Seamus McGrath, who is a Fianna Fáil TD for Cork South Central, and Barry Andrews, who of course is an MEP for Fianna Fáil for Dublin. Barry Andrews, to you first. Is this over?
Yes, I think it is, Shane. I totally agree with what you just said, actually. I think the public are probably sick of it at this point, and they definitely want us to focus on childcare. They want us to focus on housing infrastructure. You know, the presidency is important next year in the for the EU from July 1. So, yeah, I think people want us to move on. And the mood in the meeting, look, there was strong opinions expressed by backbenchers and ministers. But I think the process was worthwhile, as far as I'm concerned. It wasn't a waste of time. It wasn't for nothing. I disagree with you on that. I think there's some findings in the report, some recommendations that I think are very relevant. And at the end of the meeting, those recommendations were adopted. I proposed that there would be an implementation plan for those recommendations, and I think they're quite wide ranging, and they recognise
okay.
And
Barry,
the
I will,
mistakes that were made.
I will come back to those recommendations in a second, but I want to bring Seamus McGrath in. Seamus, as far as you're concerned, is this over?
Yes, I think it is, and I would agree with Barry that this was a worthwhile process. We had a number of lengthy meetings. We had to have those meetings. There had to be an honest and open and frank discussion around the whole presidential election and the Fianna Fáil approach to it. There are significant lessons that have to be learned. I think it was a worthwhile exercise in that respect. But as regards moving forward, I think we do have to draw a line in the sand. There are very significant issues facing the government, not least around housing, disabilities, infrastructure, childcare and others. And I think we need to be united. We need to move forward. And I think Micheál Martin, as leader of the party, has shown great resilience in the past. I think he performed well last night in terms of taking some of the criticism on the chin, responding to it. But overall, there was a strong sense emerged in the meeting that we do need to draw a line on this.
Yeah, a lot of this, Seamus, I have to put it to you, has been, well, like obviously some of it was driven by the disastrous performance in the presidential election, but a lot of it also driven by malcontents in the party, those who are disaffected. Have they been calling the tune for Fianna Fáil for the last 10 weeks?
Yeah, look, when you have a party the size of Fianna Fáil, you're going to have differences of opinions. You're going to have, you know, different perspectives on various things. You'll never have a leader of a party that has absolute unanimous support. That's a simple fact. But I think there is a groundswell of support there for Micheál Martin. Remember, this is only just 1 year on from the general election, a very successful election for the party. We emerged as the largest party nationally. We have been the largest party in local government. We are getting stuck into the issues. I noted your comments.
And yet your colleagues are queuing up to have a pop at them, certainly in private, to journalists.
I think there is strong support there within the party for the leadership. And I think there is now a strong sense in the party that we do need to move on here. Lessons have to be learned. We do need to look at how we approach such matters in the future. There are good recommendations in the report. And as Barry said, we do need to bed in some of those recommendations to ensure that we have a proper structure in place
okay.
in the future.
And just before we get to those recommendations, Seamus, and I want to ask you this as well, Barry. No leadership challenge, no motion of confidence in the leader as far as you're concerned?
Absolutely not. We had a very good, open, frank discussion. There was at no point, really, was there any question around leadership of Micheál Martin in terms of the future of it. I think there is wide acceptance that he has been a successful leader of this party. We are only just 1 year into government. There's a big body of work to be done in terms of the key priorities of government, trying to implement the programme for government. So absolutely not.
Okay, and would you go along with that, Barry Andrews? Do you think definitely no motion of confidence in the leader?
Yeah, I mean, I've been around long enough to remember this. You know, backbenchers get, and I was one of them under Bertie Ahern, you know, where you complain about being treated as lobby fodder, you know, and that happens. But you know, this isn't to diminish the seriousness of what's happened. We're left with a major financial hole in the party's coffers, so, and that's something we're all going to have to work on in the next while. But yeah, I think January 1, we have to get on with it. I mean, there's just such a heavy agenda that faces us in 2026. It's a huge honour to hold the office of Taoiseach, and we just have to discharge that responsibility to the best of our ability.
Okay, and just Barry, one small issue which a lot of journalists are raising, the fact that The report doesn't say when the Taoiseach, or if he was informed, or when he was informed about problems around Jim Gavin. Is that a problem with the report, do you think?
Well, I think one of the discussion points last night was the nature of the query that came from Fionn Sheehan in early September and the query that came from in early October, and the obviously clear difference in specificity. By the time the queries came in October, they were much clearer as to what the nature of it was. The criticism, I suppose, is that there should have been more curiosity as to why he was raising such a general issue about a tenant. There was nothing about an overpaid rent. There was, there was mention of an overpaid deposit, but it was overpaid rent. So, I mean, there was some questions about that, but I really feel that you're getting into granular detail. I don't believe there was anything that would require the Taoiseach to be accountable for that. I think we had a full discussion about it.
Okay, let's talk about the findings and the recommendations. I have to put it to you, and maybe to you, Barry, first of all. Like the Fianna Fáil's way of choosing a presidential candidate has worked pretty well for them in the past when they were dominating the presidency, most recently with the election of Mary McAleese. Fine Gael had a process for electing a presidential candidate. It didn't work very well with Gay Mitchell when I think he got, did he get 5% of the vote or something? Like, is there a bit of focusing on grabbing onto this issue of selection process as a kind of a life buoy in turbulent waters?
Well, it's a long time since we selected a candidate. The last time was 1997. And the world has changed profoundly. The level of scrutiny in the 2011, 2018, and indeed the 2024 2025 presidential elections of a scale that we wouldn't have experienced in the 90s or before that. So that's important how we update the way that we approach that. And that was identified. But the point I was making in the meeting last night is that one of the authors of the report, Tom Brabazon, has 9 recommendations, but they are added as an appendix, which I found very peculiar that one of the author's recommendations would be attached as an appendix and not part of the substantial report. And it goes into, you know, it says, for example, that the experience of the election confirms the necessity for the party to embrace modernization and reform, for example. It goes on to recommend having a political due diligence process, addressing inadequacy of administrative and project management support observed during the review. So it's pretty tough. And I think that's where I think the report has some real meat in it, real muscle in it, and I think that these are the recommendations that were adopted at the end of the meeting last night.
Okay, very brief final word to you, Seamus McGrath, on those recommendations.
Yeah, look, and just going back to your point, I think there is always a risk involved in selecting a candidate, and when it's an election such as a presidential election, there is always that risk. I think what was missing in Fianna Fáil's case is a clear structure, a clear nomination process, and a clear transparency around that process. And I think that's the key recommendation going forward. We need to be clear about how nominations take place. We do need to consult more broadly across the party. We have paid up party members. We've elected councillors, elected TDs, senators, MEPs and so on. There needs to be a broader consultation process included. But it needs to be clear, it needs to be laid down, and I think that is the key overall recommendation that I will be looking for, that is, for future purposes, that is nailed down and that everybody knows how a nomination process takes place.
Okay, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork South Central, Seamus McGrath, Barry Andrews, MEP for Dublin. Thanks to both of you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.